Okay, we let's do our best to understand the case of Ishaskis. Let's bear in mind the context in the Gemara. The Gemara said, "Hachemayeskina kagay shalakach idius bachrayna." So what's the case? We have here, again, we're going on the, still on the board, the question mark box of the board. Going on a case where a person bought three karkois zeachazeh. He bought three, one after the other. And the question is, if he bought three karkois, one after the other, what's the halacha of each person being tevei akadina? You should always get from the last piece of land. So Gemara says he bought idius bachrayna. So tshver, if you bought idius bachrayna, everybody should be able to get idius. What are you telling me that kulam nichnasu tachas balayim, that they get each one gets the land he needs? So in order to answer this question, the Gemara answers. That he can make the says to lekeach could present the following argument. What he's really doing is making a deal. He's telling the Baal Chayiv, listen, I have a legal way, a perfectly legal way of getting you stuck. You're only going to get ziburis. All I have to do, and just as taich it first of all, what does it mean? All I have to do is madrina shtara di ziburis lamare. What does that mean? Madrina shtara di ziburis lamare. The Gemara sounds like I'm just going to return the ziburis to its owner. What do you mean return? You bought it. What does it mean? I'll return it. You buy something, you don't have a right to return it. So the Rosh says, and the Yeshua says the same thing, that Madrina Shtara Lamarayu means I'm going to sell it. I'm going to do a new sale. I'm going to go, I can pick myself up and go to him and offer it to him for sale, and he'll buy it from me. Who's going to buy it from him? The original person who sold it to him. He's going to buy it back. Now, you have to understand that original person has no money. Because the original person has money, he would pay up his bachayv and his music with money. So he really has no money. So it's not such an enticing thing to sell him things if he has no money, right? But the point is that you don't lose anything. Because remember, let's say you're the lekeach, you bought it. And now there's a bachayv and a nizik and a ksuvasisha, and everyone's coming to you, and you're stuck. So let's say each of them has a tfiyah of $100,000. At the end of the day, you're going to give them $300 worth of karka, and the person who sold it to you is going to owe you $300,000. You're stuck. That's going to happen no matter what. Whatever you do right now, you're stuck. Because there are nizik bachayv ksuvasisha coming after you, and he has no money. So they're coming to you, you bought it. So the dollar amount that you're stuck with, you're going to be stuck one way or the other. This person is going to owe you, the person who sold you the car is going to owe you $300,000. The only thing you can try to do is finagle to try to squeeze out that you shouldn't lose your idios. So that's what you're trying to do. So if you'll take $300,000 worth of ziburis and go back to the meicher, sell it to him on credit, and now the nizik, bachayv, and the ksub sisha are going to come and they're going to have to be tevei to him now. They're going to go take it from him. So you'll still end up $300,000 in the hole. The person will still owe you the $300,000. But at least you'll gain that you only lose ziburis. So it's not such a pella as it seems at first glance that, what do you mean you're going to sell him your ziburis? He doesn't have any money. He's going to have to sell it to him on credit. It's true you're going to have to sell it to him on credit, but you have to realize that's happening anyhow. No matter what, you're going to lose the amount of karka that's the value of the tvius of these three people, and that amount of money he's going to owe you at the end of the day anyhow. So if you have an eitzah to give, sell him the ziburis, that eitzah will help you, even though you're, what you're doing is creating a chayv of $300,000. That's going to happen anyway. So if anything, you're certainly not losing the dollar amount. You're gaining in the quality of karka that you're giving up. Now, of course, he has to agree to buy back the ziburis. I don't know why I didn't see any of the mafarshim, the rishonim, not the achrayim, should talk about. Like, how could I tell you? I'm telling you, ishask is good. If not, I'll sell it to him. How do you know he'll be asking to buy it? I'll never give it to him as a matana. Then I'm going to be out the money. No, but normally if I lose it, now he owes me money. Someday he'll get money and I'll get it from him. Why would I give him as a matana? You give him as a matana, not the money.
Why would he buy it? He's going to owe him the money anyway.
It's true. What's the difference to him if he buys it or not? So I'll tell him, do me a favor, buy it. On the other hand, you have to remember, he has a bachayv that lent him money. The bachayv is saying, do me a favor, don't buy it. Because if you buy it, I get ziburis. If you don't buy it, I get beninis. So do me a favor, don't buy it. You know what the person's telling him? So who's he more in debt? Who is he more likely to want to do a favor to? What? No, it's not Rivas. If he does him a favor, doesn't buy something. When you pay a bachayv back what he's supposed to get, it can't be Rivas.
He'd rather be on good terms with the guy that he's going to owe money to.
He'd rather.
The guy's going to pay up.
Well, yeah, three people. The Sumasisha, if he's still alive, I guess he gave her a get. So he's not looking to do her any favors. But the Nizik, he was Mazik. I don't know, maybe he feels bad. He's gonna stick it to the Nizik. But the Bachayiv did him a favor and lent him money.
But then the guy, he's owing more money now. So he'd rather be next to that guy. So he might give him a favor later on. Give him an extension or whatever.
Alright, maybe. Maybe it's a natural thing for him to want to do him a favor. I don't know. He's saying yes. He's going to lose. He's going to get the payers. I mean, for the 2 days until somebody buys it. No, what do you mean? You're giving him the ziburis, and now the three are going to go to him and take it away from him. Right? You're giving him. Right? Huh? In between, maybe I'll have a little payers from it. Could be. Okay, so we're accepting that he's willing to play along with me. That if I go to him and I say, I'll sell it to you on credit, he'll take it back on credit. That way he'll be able to give his Balchayv and his Ksubasisha and his Nizik the land. So accepting that that's the Maisa, the way the story of the Gemara plays itself out. So now we have to understand in halacha, how this exactly is working. I'm telling you, I'm maida that you're entitled to idius. You owe, plenty owes you money. I bought his karka, I bought idius. I'm maida that according to Shulchan Aruch, he's supposed to get idius. And I'm telling you, listen, if you'd be masking to waive your right to idius and take bain in this, good. If not, I'm going to stick it to you. I'm going to make sure you get ziburis. Is that something you're allowed to do? I guess there's no avera in saying it.
Why is it different than
Yishakos
Kedinach?
I'm telling you, Yishakos Kedinach. Could you say that? His real din is to get idius now. Because I bought idius last. So if nothing happens, we go to Bez, and Bez will give him idius. So I'm telling him, listen, I have a perfectly legal way of doing this, and I could really mess you up. I can get you into ziburis. However, if you'll take the bait in this, I won't mess you up. So I don't know. It somehow doesn't sound like the right way it works. What?
Yeah,
Kibbutz Kibbutz Gadol. Because there, really, what's happening is you're coming to me, and you're telling me you want a different karka. You want a different quality karka. So I say, if you want that other quality karka, I'll charge you for it. I'll give you Kibbutz Gadol karka. Here, it's the other way around. Here, I'm trying to change what would normally happen with this time of Ishaspis. It's like I'm... There are... Before I get to the two mahalchim, the Rishayim, there are a few problems with the whole idea of Ishaskis. First of all, if you understand the Gemara the way we understand the Pashut, L'chaira, you can never mana an idius from any lakeach. If I bought idius, and you want the idius, I'll tell you, it doesn't have to be such a complicated case that I bought idius by any ziburus. Let's say I just bought idius from someone. I'll tell him, listen, either take something less, or else I will go, and I'll sell ziburus to the person who to the original malva. It doesn't have to be that I originally bought from him, I'm giving back to him. I could just say, I'll take ziburis, I'll take a field of ziburis, and I'll sell it to him. Any time you ever go to a lekeach and you say, I want your idius, he could say, take less, or else I'll give him ziburis. You'll come out, you never really could get idius from a lekeach. Unless he doesn't own any ziburis. Even if he doesn't own, he could say, I'll go out and buy ziburis and sell it to him. No?
But they have a shibud on the karta, that's why you can't just go by ziburis. They have a shibud to this specific karta.
Yeah, but remember that if they'll have b'nei chayrin, if the original loiva will have b'nei chayrin, you don't go to the shibud. That's the whole threat in this Gemara. I'm threatening, I'll give him back his ziburis, and then he won't have any shibud. So Agamar is taka a case where he bought all three. But it doesn't have to be all three. Could have a case where he only bought idius. Any case he bought idius. And I'll say, listen, I can go and I can give ziburis back to the other person. So say sure, yes, this kasha. That every single case is a case of Ishaskis. You can never want an idius from anybody. A person always will say, listen, I want my idius. If you're not going to be masking to take less, I'm going to go and get ziburis and give it to the and sell it to the meicher, and then you're going to have to collect from the ziburis. So really, this whole ishaskis business is a little too a little tough. I mean, the Ramban. In the Melchamos, he's bothered by Akasha. The Akasha is why the Rif skips this whole Ishaskis. The Rif does not bring the Sugya of Ishaskis. And the Baal Amor is Matvi on him, why he doesn't bring it, why he brings the Brisa Stoma. So the Ramban always comes to defend the Rif from the Baal Amor's Kashas. The Ramban in the Melchamos Hashem has a pshat in the Gemara as follows. He says Ishaskis is not a halacha. It's not a din. The Bezdin says, oh, you can find Ishaskis. It's not true. There's no halacha of Ishaskis. The Gemara is just giving him an answer. If you want, you could tell the person, Ishask is good. If not, I'll give it back. And let's say the person answers you, L'chisahader. L'chisahader means, like, I dare you. You know, I dare you. Let's see if you'll do it. He could answer that. You could tell him, L'chisahader. If you give it back, give it back. If not, I'm taking the idius. He could answer it. Our Gemara is not saying a halacha at all. It's just saying, it's imagining, a person could hide this person could say this. If they don't say it, nachinami, you get idiots. The Gemara is only saying that it's sort of an eitzah, that if you want, you can get away with saying this, and the other person could answer, l'chisahader, the person could say, yeah. If you want to do it, do it. If no, if not, not. And if taka true about any other time he'll dream up. Let's say I bought idiots. So the Yeshua said, and the truth is the Balamor himself, the Ramban himself mentions it. I'll get you ziburis and I'll give it to you. You know, hey, I mean, I can tie into that. But if I don't do it, it's not going to change a din. I can tie into it. Now, if I'm convincing enough, the other person will say, okay, I'll take baininess rather than have you do it. If not, he'll say, l'chi sahadar, go, let's see if you do it. I don't believe you're going to do it. It's not a halacha, according to the Ramban. Ishaskis is not a halacha. There's no din that bez din cheshbens with l'chishaskis. With Ishaskis. It's just, if a person says it, he says it. Nachinami. Any case you're ever going to have it in Torah, one person could come into bed and say, you know, I thought of an Eitzah, if I do this and this, you're going to be stuck. A person could do it. Now, I just would like to show you, I'm not going to go through it inside, but where the Mechames is, you can look at it inside later. If you take a look at the pages of the Rif on Daf Gimel, the long Mechames, most of it deals with the problems in the Gemara. The Ramban's Shita starts about halfway down. You just read the first line or two, you'll see. It starts at the end of a line, look down the column, at the end of the line where it says, Ela Shani Aymer. Okay, it's the end of unless you have the new typesets of all the shas, and I don't know what to tell you. But it starts, the line ends with the words Elashani Aymer. And you can see right away from the first line what he's saying. Elashani Aymer, the Hada Kamina Begemara, Yisham Da Amalei, Yishaskisu, Lav De Paskinan Anon Hachi. It's not a psak halacha that we paskin Yishaskis. Elachi Kamer. Kulam Nichnasu Tachas Baleim, Shekayim Lechusay, Lekuchais Lagviyam Kidineyam. Really, the din is that you could be tevei from alekeach. The iboi nami balechayvus nezokin lemeimalei l'chi mahadris matil lemeimar achi, and they could say l'chi tada, you can give it back. She'ein zeh min adin elo shiyochel lafsidon shalahen, etc. This is the Ramban Shita. The Ramban Shita in Svara is the easiest. That this whole Gemara, it's like he'll tell you a story. You know, one time this person came to bed and he timed it, if you'll be quiet, good, if not, I'll do something else. And the other person's chickened out. He said, you know what, I'll cut a deal with you. Don't do it, and I'll take that. So Gemara is just sort of telling you a story of what people could tie it, what we imagine people tied it. That's this whole Gemara. In Svara, it's an easy way. It's sort of a negotiating tactic. And nevertheless, it's a very hard pshat because it's not the style of the Gemara. It doesn't sound like what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is not telling us a story. The Gemara sounds like it's telling us a halacha. And because we have all these different problems, so the Ramban is saying that it's only a negotiating tactic. It's only something you could say. And that's why the Rif leaves it out. There's no halacha here that the Rif should bring down. Which halacha is it? The luck is that if I negotiate with you, I can negotiate anything, as long as I don't lie. I can say anything I want. I could threaten. I'll buy Ziburis. I'll give Ziburis. I can say that.
So,
what?
EFG.
I mean the time of the other days of EFG. Pashtus bez and time of EFG. Pashtus is... Dailanu to the Ramban's Chiddush in Ishas Kisu. The Efshi, I doubt whether the Ramban says it as well. Also, see that he does, I doubt it.
Isn't the Gemara trying to learn it into the
Braisa? So the Gemara is trying to learn it into the Braisa, that Kulam Nisusus Hachas. The Braisa said Kulam Nisusus Hachas Dalayim. How is the Ramban explaining it? So Ramban's saying that it's an Eitzah that he has. If he wants to be Nisusus Hachas Dalayim, very hard to fit into the Gemara. Very difficult. It's an old problem with the Ramban. You know, the Balamor wrote
he wrote the Sefer Amar against the Rif. And that was in a time where people didn't write Sfarim against other people. You know, they were going now back to almost 1,000 years. The Rif was the Gadol Hadar. The Rif lived to be in the 90s. And he was the Gadol Hadar. And the Baal Amar, Rabbi Mizrachia, was a young 20-year-old. And he printed a Sefer being masig on the Rif, correcting the Rif. And so Ramban, that's what we call the Mulchemes Hashem. He had to defend the Rif. You know, it wasn't like today that people, today, you know, it's a covenant if I put the Sefer. So, and it depends what he writes. But if he has a Sogis, it's like a covenant, somebody should have a Sogis. But so he wrote Mulchemes Hashem to explain the Rif. The problem is that when you learn the Baal Amar and the Ramban, very often you end up that the Baal Amar seems more right than the Ramban. It doesn't always do justice to the Rif. I mean, the Rif was mashmidit, so the Baal Amar has tainus. So the Ramban has a pshat. It doesn't satisfy a person who's learning Gemara why this pshat, the pshat of the Ramban. So the opposite extreme of the Ramban is the Rosh. The Rosh is the opposite extreme. Right, the Ramban says it's not a halacha. He's just saying, if he tainus it, this is the way it'll work out. The Rosh is lahepach man. The Rosh says that this is a halacha. This is a din. That he has the kayach to tie the isha's kisa. Not only that, what happens if he's not so smart? He doesn't know to tie the isha's kisa. He doesn't know. He's an ordinary person. Bezin says, you know something, you're going to lose your ideas because you bought it last. And they're going to get it. So he doesn't know anything about Ishaskis. So up to Rosh, best and kindness to him, Ishaskis. If he doesn't know, we tainah for him, Ishaskis. And we imagine, as if he said the tainah, and we tell the Baal Chayv, you're only going to get Beinonis, because he could tell you, Ishaskis take Beinonis, if not, we're going to give back the... We're going to give back to Ziburus Lomare. So the Rosh says that it's a halacha, that tanina. Now, I have to just add a knach to the Rosh, which I think is correct. Normally, if two people come to a din Torah in front of a Bezdin, let's say two people have a sichsuch, they come to Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't taina for people, generally. There are cases Bezdin says, which we're going to see. Bezdin doesn't always taina for people. If two Bali din come, we don't say tainus for them. However, there are exceptions. I think you all know, let's say Yisayimim come. So tanina, liyasmi. The same thing here, it's a lakuchis that's coming. It's not somebody who was involved in the original sale. So what we're saying is, by lakuchis, somebody who comes, b'kayach someone else, it's to be on someone else, and you're coming to him. In such a case, tanina. That's what we're saying, Taninon. I don't think you could ask the Rosh, oh yeah, Bezin says Taninon, Yashkis. So now we'll go and we'll think of another case that doesn't involve Lekuchis. And we'll say, why doesn't Bezin say, you could Taninon, Yashkis, good, if not, I'll do something else and think of something else. As long as Bezin doesn't go think of Eitzis. But by Lekuchis, I assume that's what the Rosh means, Taninon. But Al Kaponim, the Rosh learned this Kiddush. The Pshanah Gemara is that Ishaskis, we imagine as if he tainted, we give him a kayach a tainah. Then we give him the kayach as if he would have tainted it, and he could win. And he can give the person only bainanus. And the Rosh holds, for some reason, that the other person can't say lefi sahada. The person can't say, go give it back. Yeah, you're threatening me, so go do it. He can't say that. Why can't he say it? I don't really fully understand. If you're threatening me, if I don't take bainanus, you give it back, and I get tiburis, let's see if he'll do it. Maybe I'm good friends with the meicher, and I know he won't buy it back. Why can't I say l'chi sahada? I don't understand why not. But the Rosh says that it's a kayach ha-taina. The whole sugi of Yishaskis is that we give the person the ability as if he would have tied it. And that's that.
Like a
mitzvah? What?
Like a mitzvah?
similar, it reminds everyone of the migu. By a migu, there were those who learned that that by a migu, the lomdus of migu is somebody said Titus prua migu mizoyim. So Titus prua. So he said, we believe me, he could have tied a mizoyim. Why is he an amaretz? He doesn't know he could tie a mizoyim. So the Rabbi Chananim's masber, that's a kayach ha-tayna. Even if he doesn't know he can tie the mizuyif, but he, since he has the kayach to tie the mizuyif, he gives him that kayach with a tayna pruva, with a migu the mizuyif. Right? That migu's kayach ha-tayna. This rush sounds like the same idea. It's a step big and chiddish, but that's what the rush seems to say, that it's a kayach ha-tayna. And tanin olay, the opposite extreme of the Ramban. The Ramban says it's not a halacha b'chlal. And it's just that the person ties it in time. It's a way of negotiating. You can negotiate that way and say, if you don't take less, I'll get you in trouble. And the rush is the opposite extreme. The rush says, no, it's a halacha, a taninon. So these are the two extreme sheet. It would be nice if we could find a middle sheet somewhere in between to take sort of the milas of the Ramban sheet and the milas of the Rosh sheet and try to combine it. And the Ramban's Shita is a problem, it doesn't fit into the Gemara well. The Rosh's Shita is a problem, it doesn't stop Mistavra so much that a person could just say such a thing, Yishastis. And somehow we're stuck somewhere we need to find some middle ground somewhere in between. So let's see, there is a bit of a mahalach that the Nachlas David has an Arichas on the Sugya. And there is a little bit of a mokim for a middle ground, but before that, we have to learn one more machlokes rishayim in the sugya, which also is a bit involved, and then hopefully we'll have time to get back. All right, we have the Ramban's mahalach, we have the Rosh's mahalach. We'll put it aside for a minute. We'll deal with the case in the Gemara. And try to understand the Ishaskis. Whatever we say should try to fit with everybody. Let's see. Well, let's see the Tosis. The bottom Tosis. The bottom Tosis and Rashi on the Amud Beis are the same. I think they're the same sheet, though. So let's see the bottom Tosis. Ishaskis. V'loi medrim ishtar diziburis v'mare. It's interesting, the Gemara's Lashon is Yichas Kisu. He's talking to two people. Sounds like the Bachayv and the Nizik. Taisa's Gairus Yishaskis. It sounds like he's talking to one person, just to the Bachayv. Let's see what Taisa says. Yishaskis, you lie by Drina Shtar, the Ziburis Lamare. Alpha Gav de Balav Hachi, Isha Gav Yon Ziburis. Bachayra, the Isha, is in the best position. The way things are now, she's going to get Idis. Idis is sold last. The person's threatening the Isha, listen. What's he threatening her? Listen, take Ziburis. If not, I'm going to give the Ziburis back and you're going to get Ziburis. With the Isha, there's no leverage. You have to understand, Taisis, you have to understand that Ishaskis, some people you're talking to, you have leverage with them. You're telling them, if you be quiet, you'll gain. And if you're not going to be quiet, you'll lose. So you have some leverage to convince them to listen to you. With the Balchayv, you have leverage. You can tell them, listen, I'll give you a Bainanus. If you don't take Bainanus, I'll give him back the Ziburis. You get Ziburis. So you have a threat. You're threatening him. Either do it as I want, or else you'll end up worse. That's by a Balchayv. By Isha, he's no threat. What are you going to threaten? You're telling her, take Ziburis, Rashkol Kedinaichu, which means you're only offering her Ziburis. You're saying, if you don't take the Ziburis, I'll return it and you'll get Ziburis. It's true, you have sort of a kayach ha-tayna to give a Ziburis, but you have no leverage with her at all. So Taisa says like this. Taisa says, Avagav de Balavachi, Isha Gavi of Ziburis. But the woman, what are you threatening her? She's getting Ziburis no matter what. She cannot say to him, go give it back. Kiban Shei Mafkiya Kaicha. He's not coming to do Aron Avlon. He's not Mafkiya HaKayach. HaKayach originally was Iburis. He's giving us Iburis. So she cannot say Lechi Sahada. That's the first place of Taisis. There are three parts of Taisis. Isha, Bachayv, and Idius. This first case of Isha, you say Isha cannot say Lechi Sahada. Go give it back. That's like the Rush. Right? Like the Rush. The Rush says, you can't say Lechi Sahada, it's a Kayachataydim. It's not like the Ramban. The Ramban says, the woman could say, yeah, Lechi Sahada, go give it back. This first line is like the, like Suvas Isha, like the Rush, but you cannot say Lechi Sahada. Well, there is a point. The Isha could say Lechi Sahada because she's the truth is she's hoping that the Meichel will say, I don't want it back. She's hoping. He has very little incentive to do it, but. So I don't understand why you can, this line of Tosis, why she can't say Lechi Sahada. It's hard to understand. It's the same problem we have with the Rush. Why can't she say, look, I'm entitled to Idius. You bought Idius last, I'm entitled to Idius. Why can't she say, listen, I'm entitled to Idius, I want Idius. You're threatening? So, if you do it, do it. If not, not. Right now, give me Idius. I don't understand that. Why can't she... Anybody understand that? The Kuda? Huh? Why can't she say to him, you're threatening me, so do it. Huh? No? It's a little hard to understand. I tell someone, if I do this, then you'll have to settle for less. So the person has to settle for less now. So again, you have to say Tosfos holds like the Rosh. There's some kayach atayna here that he has some certain kayach, like subasisha. So again, you have to hold cup three parts of Tosfos. Subasisha, Tosfos is saying like the Rosh. Next line. Ava b'chayiv leimatzi lemeimar the lishkol ziburis. B'chayiv, you can't tell the b'chayiv takes ziburis. Mitam dishaskus. Why not? Why can't you tell the Baal Chayiv, listen, Ishaskis, take the Ziburis. If not, I'll make you get the Ziburis anyway. I'll just give back Ziburis, you'll get Ziburis. Baal Chayiv, why not tell him with the Ziburis? Mitam di Ishaskis. The Kiva, the Mafkiya Kaichai. Because since you are giving him less than he legitimately should deserve, you're Mafkiya Kaichai, you're giving him less than his Kayach would entitle him to. You could say, go give it back. Say, listen, you want to give me Ziburis? So go give it back. So that's the second part of Taisa. Taisa says, a Baal Chayiv could say, Lechi Sahada. A Baal Chayiv could say, you want to give me Ziburis? I'm not taking it. You have a threat? Go do it. Now that is not like the Rush. You can see the Rush says that you cannot say even the Bachay can't say Lechi Sahada. Certainly needs Hasbro. That's already like the Ramban. He says if you're going to the Bachay could say, you want to give me Ziburis, Lechi Sahada? Go give it back. Why don't you tell the Bachay I'll give you Beinonis? Could he say Lechi Sahada or Ben Stasis? Tell Bachay I'll give you Beinonis. And if not, I'll return it. So there, Tosfos seems to say that you cannot say Lechi Sahada, because anytime you give someone what they deserve, Mikra Adin, he can't answer you Lechi Sahada. So B'chayv, that you're giving what he deserves, Mikra Adin, you can't say Lechi Sahada. Okay. So that's by B'chayv. Now. His din now is idiots. The Isha also, her din now is idiots. But since you're using a threat to give her original din, so Tosfos says you can't say Lechi Sahada. I don't say I understand why, but that's Tosfos Shita. So by the Baal Chayiv, if you're giving him what he would have originally gotten, if no sale had taken place, he can't say Lechi Sahada. Otherwise, he could say Lechi Sahadeh. Now, what about Nezikin? Lekachle Parach Besamach Element Nezikin V'Lay Bachay Conventional Countries. What about Nezikin? So he says the Gemara will say in a minute by Nezikin that Nami Neimahachi, that by Nezikin, Gemara Yisrael Yamid Beis, the Nezikin Nami Neimahachi, by Nezikin should come the same thing. Take Benjamin's. If not, I'll give it back. You'll end up with Zibur's. So here by Nezikin, you're able to actually give him less than his din with a threat. With a threat. With a threat that if not,
you're getting even worse.
You're getting even worse. It gets Zibur's. So what is Tosis saying? Tosis is saying that you could use a threat. You could use a threat to give someone his Iker Adin. You could use a threat to give someone an Iker Adin where he's gaining by, you know, where you're negotiating with him. You're telling him, I'll give you more than you would get otherwise. Right? Tosfos seems to say, you can't tell the Baal Chayiv, take Ziburis. I'm going to give it back and get Ziburis anyway. Take Ziburis. Tosfos prefers, you can't say that. You have to at least be benefiting him in some way. Right? You have to be giving him some type of benefit with the Lachishaskis. That's what Tosfos is saying. That's a rationale. So in order to say Lechishas, because you have to give him some sort of a benefit. The Rush says no. The Rush says, I could tell him, take Ziburis. I could tell the Bachayt and the Nizik, take Ziburis. Because I can give you the Ziburis anyway. I could just return it. So the Rush says that I have a right. According to the Maskana Sagemara, Gemara says, Yachim Zikinami. You hear the Rush? I can give everyone Ziburis. With my threat, I have the kayach to give everyone the worst karka. With Ishaskis, I can tell everybody, I'm going to give him Ziburis, so therefore, everybody takes Ziburis, now you're stuck. And they can't say Lechi Sahado. I don't get the thing the Rush is saying. So the Gemara tried to Zetzain the Brisa. So the Gemara tried to Zetzain the Brisa that he's telling him, take a dinaifu, if not, now. But the Gemara, once the Gemara has the kasha, he offered the Nizik also give him less. And the Gemara is masking. The Gemara is Zetzain by Yisayim. If the Gemara is masking, it's not Yisayim, he could say it. So once the Gemara said, by Nizikim I can give you less, so by Bachayim I can give you less too. That's like the Tzema. That's the Russians.
Why does the Gemara have to talk about?
Why, according to the Rush, why doesn't Tosfos Kasha, why doesn't Gemara ask from Baal Chayiv? I think the Rush says, no, Chinami, the Gemara could have asked from Baal Chayiv. The Rush says that he could have asked from Baal Chayiv.
I don't know how many more
But he's going to fall into that boat no matter what. Because if he gives the karka back to these three people, the Meichel is going to have to owe him the reimbursement anyway. So these three people, he's out that
then
amount of money.
Then you get the field also.
Which field?
The
Idiot's field.
No, the Ziburis must give back the Ziburis. If you give back the Ziburis, with nothing in exchange.
And if he doesn't give back the Ziburis, then he's going to give away the Idiot's with nothing in exchange. He's stuck.
But then he gets the field back, though.
Which field does he get back?
The Ziburis. If he gives the Ziburis back to the first guy, to the Maitre, so then he falls in the same boat as the people, and he gets that land. If he gets that land, the Maitre wasn't money. No, but he's left. The other three, whatever, let's say $100,000 each, he's going to lose $300 worth of land.
So there's no difference if he gives them the $300 worth of land. Or if he returns a piece of land to the Meicher and they collect, if he gives, let's say, a $400,000 piece, they'll collect $300,000, they'll get the $100,000 back. But if he just sits where he is, he's also going to lose $300,000. Debt works in order, that's what Tosfos says. My Shibudim work in order. Debt, Baal Chayiv, Baal Peh doesn't work in order. But a Chayiv Bishtar on the Zik in order, that's what Tosfos says, that goes in order. Tosfos is saying, like, I'm a Shulchan. Rabbi Yehuda Akron Chit. So these are the two machlokes of Rishayim. The Ramban and Rosh have a machlokes in the Lomdus of the Gemara, and Tosfos, it's actually Rashi and Tosfos against the Rosh, have a machlokes in the case of the Gemara. The Rosh says, so that you can be ruthless, you can tell everyone, I'm just giving you Ziburis, finished. And they can't say L'chisahadeh. Tosfos says, no, you can't, they could say L'chisahadeh if you're giving them less than they did. Now there are two other Gemaras. Nachas David says that the whole Machlekes Rishayim here depends on two other sugyas. This Gemara itself is unclear as to how Ishaskus works. But there are two other Gemaras which are the basis, each one is a basis for one of the Shitas of Rishayim. What is the Gemara in Ksuvis Kuf Tes Amid Aleph? The Gemara has new case. A person owns a piece of land. He owns a field. And there are four fields around him that enclose him. He's in the middle. This is all over Bambasa, right? The Makif and the Nikif. So you have somebody in the middle, and he's surrounded by four fields. And he owns a derech, he owns a path to his field. When he bought his field, he was landlocked. Yeah, how's he going to get in? So he, when he bought his field, he bought a path to the field. Over time, he forgot which is his path. Maybe he didn't use the field. I think Gemara says he was away. So he came back. He doesn't remember where his path is. Does he have a taina? So the Gemara says the following. He says, all four lands belong to one person. So I want to then, four lands belong to one. So he has to give him a path. All right. He could choose whichever path he wants to give him. But he has to give him something, because he had a path. So he has to give him a path. If the four lands belong to four different people, what's it in? If the four lands belong to four different people, so then he has no tefiyah. If he goes to one person, he'll say, maybe it's the other person. If he goes to him, he'll say, maybe it's the other person, right? He can't prove any one of the four sides is where his derech was. So he's out there, he loses the derech. Gemara has a case where the person, the surrounding was owned by four different people. But then, one person bought up all four lands. Echad sheba mikayach arba. One person who bought the lands, and he bought it from the other four people. So what should be the din now? What should be the din? Yeah. Pashtas, he should have to give back. It's one person. Manav Shachiyo's land. So the Gemara says that this person who bought the four lands could tell him, Ishaskis, you can be quiet. I'll sell you a path. You pay me for it. I'm asking. If not, I'm just going to give back one of the four lands to its owner. And you're going to be stuck. And you're going to be stuck. It's Vaita. It'll belong to two different people. And you're going to be stuck.
He deserves the right to get paid. He deserves the right to get paid.
He deserves the right to get a derech?
To get paid.
Why?
Because he paid for a full field.
Yeah, but one section of what he paid the non-owner.
He paid extra, so he deserves to get reimbursed.
Why does he deserve to get reimbursed? If someone sells you my house, I don't have to reimburse you. My house. So I have a derech here. Someone sold it to you, but it wasn't his. It was mine. So anyway, each person, you couldn't prove which one. But so the Gemara says he could say Ishaskis. He could say Ishaskis good, if not, I'll give it back. Over there, the person is not what we're calling leverage. He has no, he's not telling him, Ishaskis, you'll end off better off, and if not, you'll end up worse off. That's not what's happening. He's telling Ishaskis, you lose, and Ilashaskis, you lose. You lose either way. That's a raya to the rush. That by ishaskis, it's a kayachataina. And even if you have no leverage over him, it works anyway. The rush himself brings the raya. If you look in the rush himself brings this raya to his shita. Did you say ishaskis, even if you have no leverage over him? You're just telling him, listen, you're going to lose anyway, so lose now. Rashi and Tosfos who hold, they can only say ishaskis if you're offering him something. If you're telling him, listen, if you be quiet, you'll do better. You'll get penance. If not, you get worse. Rashi, it's Shrefim that Gemara. Rashi holds, you only say ishaskis. If you gain something from it, in that Gemara, you don't gain anything. So that Gemara is a raya to the rush. Because in that Gemara, he's saying ishaskis, where the guy gains nothing by being quiet. Now the truth is that the Nachlas Dabra brings that Rashi in that Gemara is bothered by this kasha. And Rashi is a knech to the Gemara. Rashi there says, he's telling him, ishaskis, if you'll be quiet, I'll sell you a path, v'azil negavach, and I'll sell it to you cheaper. I'll give you a cheaper price for the path. The loishaskis, I'll give one piece of land back to the other person, and you'll have to pay me'amana. You're going to be stuck. You're going to have to pay whatever we ask. So Rashi in that Gemara, l'shitasai, Rashi and Tosfos are the same shita, want that ishaskis should be, you're telling him, ishaskis, you'll end off better. Like in our Gemara, ishaskis, you'll get beinonis. If not, you'll end up with ziburis. So Rashi there says, Pshat, ishaskis, I'll sell you a path at a cheaper price. If you lie, I'll return it and you'll be stuck with you have to pay me'amana to buy a path. So Rashi, l'shitasei, does answer Yena Gemara. But Pash Pshat in that Gemara is like the Rush. So that's what? Right, but he's gaining compared to the threat. And here also he's gaining compared to the threat. That's if you should get idiots, he's threatening. So that is one Gemara which is a mashmois like the Rush, but Rashi has a tariff. There's a second Gemara which is a mashmois to Rashi. This Gemara, the Nachlas Dabra brings some Bechairis Daf Mem Ches. There are two Yosef and Shimons in town, and someone has a shtar that Yosef ben Shimon owes him $1,000. Obviously, each Yosef ben Shimon pushes into the other one, and he's stuck. He can't collect. He goes to one Yosef ben Shimon. He says it's the other one. He goes to the other Yosef ben Shimon. He says it's the other one. He's stuck. He can't be today. But he ayoyim. One Yosef ben Shimon buys a piece of karka from the other Yosef ben Shimon. One of them buys karka from the other. Now, the Gemara says, this Malva could grab that karka quickly and say, I'm entitled to this karka mumanafshach. One of you two owes me money. If you owe me the money, I'm grabbing your karka. If he owes me the money, I'm grabbing the karka. It's Meshubba to have a shtar. So I'm going to grab the karka Mamanashah. That's what it says in the Gemara there in Bechairis that he can grab the karka. Zokta Nachlas David. Why can't Yosef ben Shimon say Ishaskis? Good. Eloi Shaskis, I'll give it back. Ishaskis, good. Eloi Shaskis, I'll give it back to the first Yosef ben Shimon. Okay. What? If you leave me alone, I'll keep this karka, you'll get nothing. And Eloi Shaskis, I'll just give it back, you'll lose it anyway. Now, according to Rashi, it's not a taina, because you're not giving me an incentive to be quiet. Rashi Shita was, you have to give me an incentive. You have to say, Yishaskis, you get bainanis. If not, you'll get ziburus. Like the Rosh, there's a kayacha taina. Why do you have a kayacha taina? I'll give it back, and I think you won't know which Yosef ben Shimon. So that Gemara appears to be a raya to be cannot say Ishaskis. That seems to be a raya to Rashi, that you don't say Ishas to such a case. Yes, because he can take it. If the personal time that they have in Echayrin, I'll say, give it to me. If I have some reason I can't take the Ben Echayrin, I'll take the Mishabani. So, that's a Gemara, which is Mashma the second way. So, basically, we covered a lot of ground today. We covered two Machleks and Rishayim, which obviously we'll get to, probably Toli Zebizeh. The Rosh, who has a unique shita in two places, is going to Shitasai. And really, the avodah you have to do, I'm always pushing you to go back to the Gemara, what you have to do for tomorrow is work on understanding these two machlokes Yerushalayim. The first machlok is between the Ramban and the Rosh, and the second machlok is between Mashi and Taisus and the Rosh. The Nachlas David goes through it. However, the Nachlas David is written very barichus, and it's a little hard. You have to learn how to learn a Nachlas David, how to sift through a Nachlas David. But he goes through it well, and both machlokes. And Mr. Shem, tomorrow we're going to try to build on this, which is going to make it impossible unless you talk to understand the two machlokes in here in the Sugya of Ishas.